Use of the prepositions por and para, for and in order to, in patient care.
Uso de las preposiciones por y para en el cuidado del paciente.
These prepositions can both translate to English as for, but they are not interchangeable. Para is more precise, where por is less direct and can point in various directions. Examples with uses of para. Purpose. We use the scalpel in order to make an incision.
Usamos el bisturí para hacer una incisión.
Effect. I study in order to become a doctor.
Yo estudio para ser doctora.
Recipient. The elastic bandage is for the patient.
La venda elástica es para el paciente.
Future dates or events. The X-ray has to be ready for tomorrow.
La radiografía tiene que estar lista para mañana.
Employment. The midwife works for this hospital.
La matrona trabaja para este hospital.
Comparison. For a 5-month-old baby, he is very big.
Para un bebé de 5 meses, es muy grande.
Toward. The family of the patient leaves for Mexico tomorrow.
La familia de la paciente sale para México mañana.